time to abandon ship.
Oh no!
Here we go.
Can I persuade you to join us for a drink? It's a tradition.
Here, here.
Jar Jar, homie, my main man. Quickly, before the Separatists attack, get into the escape pod.
Hey, this is escape.
Then where the pod?
Jesus!
Welcome back to Star Wars Escape Pod and another after show for the Bad Batch. We have a special guest, Kyle from Alky Solutions, back in the house, and we are going to be diving into episodes 6 and 7 of the Bad Batch Season 3, the final season. These episodes were done by Brad Rao and Saul Ruiz, Stuart Lee, Jennifer Corbett, Matt Michnovitz, all the classic people that you know as their names have shown up in previous episodes of all the previous seasons. The first episode is called Infiltration, and the second is called Extraction. We revisit a bunch of familiar characters, familiar faces, and familiar places. We got Star Wars headlines as well for you. Some news from Kyle and on the Alky side. So let's get into it.
Landing.
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
Here we are in the cantina, just sitting here for a drink. I see you got your Bantha brew over there.
I do. You know what? You know what's awesome? I learned how to play this song on my ocarina.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the songs I tried to learn myself on the piano as well at one point. And
It's one of those songs that if you're a fan of Star Wars, you got to pick an instrument, you're going to give it a shot.
Totally. So we got some Star Wars headlines to kick things off for everyone today. First thing to note is a friend of ours here around the Escape Pod community is he's never been on the show before. He kind of does his own thing, and that is streaming on Twitch. Now, he plays a lot of Nintendo games. His name is Luke. You'll know him as Yoshiman222 on Twitch. Link is in the description below. He's a friend of mine, and he's going to be streaming in all binge from beginning to end on April 14th at 3 p.m. PST, Republic Commando, my favorite game ever.
Oh.
One of my favorite games. I grew up playing this over and over again on PC CD-ROM.
Oh, my God. Okay. I've got to watch this. So yeah. I'm going to definitely take this guy's name down because I love watching Twitch late at night. So definitely going to be watching this guy.
Yeah, Luke's an entertaining guy. We've grown up together. I've known him since probably I was like about 6 years old or something, seven maybe. Yeah, long time.
Wow.
Long
okay.
time. Old friend.
Okay.
But he's never been on the show. He's never come on the recording. But he's definitely the kind of personality that he's a good... He talks quite a bit to himself on the games. You know, I don't know how he's got the energy to do this for like 4 or 5 hours at a time. But it's nuts. Like, he'll go hard. And he does this like almost every day. And after work, like he just sits there and he works at a computer all day too. So like, I don't know how he does it, but
yeah, that'd be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well then give him some credit, people out there, go give him a watch. Okay.
Yeah. Do him a favor.
This guy's doing hard work.
He's doing me the favor. Cause I keep on, I bought this game for him like probably 2 years ago, like Republic Commando, and he still hasn't played it. And I was like, hey, you got to play this game. And so he is now finally going to be playing it, but he's not only just going to be playing it, he's going to be playing it for a stream, kind of for my sake and for everyone else who's interested in watching Republic Commando all the way through. But
heck yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that also the introduction of Kyle Katarin?
In Republic Commando? No, I
was it Republic Commando?
I think that was one of the Jedi Academy games or something.
That's
like that.
Right. Maybe. It was Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was wrong there. Yeah.
But yeah, Republic Commando, it's a first person shooter. It's a bit like Halo.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. And the unique thing about this game is that which no game I've ever played is like replicated, is you get to command Delta Squad. So you play as Boss, who is voiced by Temuera Morrison in the game, and you command Fixer, Sev, and Scorch, your other three guys, you know, on the squad. And you play as that squad through the Clone Wars. So you start on Geonosis and it keeps going from there. And it's like a couple different missions, like four different locations. And then it comes to a conclusion. And there was going to be a sequel to that game. And eventually it just didn't happen.
I thought there was a Republic Commando too.
There was supposed
like on
to be.
Xbox, wasn't there?
No, that was the original game that was eventually re-released.
Okay, because yeah. I have it on Xbox.
Right,
I do. Now yeah. I thought I played through that one, but I don't remember commanding a squad. So,
yeah, you
okay.
can you can command people and like get them to do things. So you can basically, if you look at a door, you can like tell, just like hit a button, and you know your team knows like, okay, I'm gonna set the bomb. He's going to go here as a defensive
position.
He's going to
breach, that sort of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and then okay. you get to do whatever you want. You get to like take up whatever position you want.
I love those type of games.
It's super cool. It's
yeah,
super
okay. cool. I love those yeah. style of games.
It's,
yeah.
it's the only game I've ever played that's like that.
Really? SOCOM yeah. Fireteam Bravo 3 on the PSP is exactly like that.
Oh, okay.
Where yeah. you command a squad of SEAL team members.
Oh, that's cool.
And you get to tell them where to go and stuff like that.
Okay, so
you... Now, this is also from back in my Sea Sniper days when I was a pro video gamer with these guys.
Yeah.
So, but I was ninth in the world on SOCOM Fireteam Bravo 2.
Wow.
So, but so like Fireteam Bravo 3, it was exactly like that. You command the squad, you go in, I'm going to have fun. I've just restarted Survivor. But I think I'm going to put that on hold and go through Republic Commando.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's also, okay. it's an older game, right? Like it came out in 2004 or 5, I think.
Yeah, because it's original Xbox.
Yeah, it was like right before Revenge of the Sith came out, like a couple months prior, I think. So it was 2005, I think. But and then from the success of that game came the hit book series, which went for 5 books. So there was Republic Commando Hard Contact. The whole series written by Karen Travis, big Star Wars writer. Second one was
I've
called
seen her.
000.
Okay.
Third one was called True Colors. The fourth one was called Order 66 Republic Commando. And then the fifth
That's
one was
the book
called...
she was talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, that must have been a while ago.
There was like 5 or 6 of the Star Wars authors up there. And it was, it was cool. And I remember because she was... the one that was in the center. And I remember that she talked about an Order 66 book. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was with Alex at that time.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. The fifth one was called 501st Imperial Commando. And that was the last one. And then a few years later, the company got sold to Disney. And then the whole expanded universe went kaput. There was supposed to be a sequel to Imperial Commando. That just never happened. Kind of like the sequel to the game. But Republic Commandos have always been like a fan favorite. And the reason why I'm talking about this game and, you know, Luke being able to stream this game for us is because Republic Commandos have shown up persistently now in almost every single season 3 episode of The Bad Batch.
Fair. Okay.
So those are the big bulky clones with like the blue visors.
Yeah.
And Scorch, one of the players or one of the teammates that you play with on the game, he's the yellow and black one that keeps showing up in the show.
Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah. So like anyone who's a big fan of like elite, like military stuff that's been Star Warsified, it's Republic Commando. Like that's the game. It's a Black Ops team of elite clones doing a mission. They've got the heavy gear, they've got the heavy weapons, all that stuff. Shields, like, you know, crazy like gadgety stuff. Like that's them.
I'm definitely gonna be going home playing that. I'm gonna go home, just click it on tonight and be like, no, I don't think I've played through this one. Okay.
Yeah. I wonder how many people I'm gonna persuade to play this game after this.
It is legendary.
It is legendary. So yeah, any Halo fans would love it. April 14th, 3 p.m. Yoshiman 222 on Twitch. Link is in the description. Definitely go check that out. If anyone is not subscribed to our YouTube channel, you can find us there with the link in the description or the handle at SWSK Podcast. Join the Discord. You know, you can find us on X as well. No longer on Instagram. That has closed down. Patreon changes include just a link and a message. We're not taking any money for this podcast, but you can hit the link. Brings you to our Discord, and then you can help boost the server so it can get better audio quality and stuff like that. And we also have a new website, which is a current work in progress. And we got a special friends section, which has you guys on it.
Yeah, there you go. And you find us there.
Yeah, it's got Alki, it's got Orbit Key, all the brands that you've been familiarized. All of you guys listening out there, as you've listened to the podcast for a while, anyone who's familiar with Orbit Key. That's pretty much most of. Oh. Last headline is Battlefront has been re-released as of this recording session right now. You know, this episode's going to be released next week on Monday. So hopefully by then, some of the server issues get worked out because I hear that the game's launch is not going so well. But the classic Battlefront and Battlefront 2 games from the PS2 and PS1 age,
yeah,
those have been re-released under Aspyr. Aspyr has taken the initiative to re-release some older games on mobile, like KOTOR and KOTOR 2. Stuff like that. So they've taken this project on, re-released the games. They've got servers up online. You can play PvP on 64 player multiplayer, I think it is.
See, that's sweet. It's so much better than the 12 on 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I loved Battlefront. That was one of my favorite ones. Now, I only played a little bit of Battlefront 2, but Battlefront 1,
yeah,
that I even had my kids playing that because I was like, this is one of the best games that you can learn on. For like running around and just shooting stuff right before you jump onto like Call of Duty or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it's so good.
It's so fun. I got so many good memories, you know, with Yojiman 222 actually, playing Galactic Conquest and, you know, just for hours, right?
Yeah.
Like hours on Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
It was like that whole like take over the galaxy mode.
Yeah.
And man, we would go for hours, if not like multiple different days where we'd save our progress, you know, play the next day together. And, you know, of course we're sitting in the same room. This is before online multiplayer.
This was LAN. You were LANing, yeah, weren't you? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The old blue wires everywhere.
Yeah. And on the PS2, it was like, unless you had the adapter or a game that worked with it, it was a two player console. Like,
yeah,
no four player.
Yeah. I know, man. This is, yeah. See, this is back in the long, long ago for you young ones. Okay.
Exactly. So yeah, that's been re-released, so that's pretty cool to see. I know you got some headlines as well.
Yeah, well, for Alki, get this. Now Josh here, he's already seen the photos, but we are coming out with a couple of sabers that nobody has on the market yet. And one of them is one that I've been asked for a few times. We finally have it. It's Plo Koon.
Plo Koon, Dave Filoni's fan favorite.
Oh, yeah, man. And nobody's got one out there. So we have that one going. We also got Sifo Dyas, which is one that, you know, I've only been asked for once or twice.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to make sure that we do have everything to be able to bring everything to everybody. And we also got, just a second, let me go into here. We also have Fisto. So, wow. Yeah, like even some of the ones that like people don't really know. Now, today I was asked for a Gungi. Now, we don't have one in production, but I do have a lathe worker that works with wood that is willing to pop out some wood hilts for me if I ever need it. So cool. I'm thinking I could do one, but it would be a custom piece.
Yeah.
For now. Maybe one day I could put that in production. But yeah, so for now, we do have Plo Koon. Now, all of these ones that I mentioned, they do only come with a Profi, okay? Just because that's the only chassis size that I'm able to get for these things.
Gotcha.
So, so it's there's no RGB. You can't go fighting with them. This is like full on, you're getting the nicest replica out there sort of thing.
Right.
So, yeah. And to be honest, this is all so new that there's you can order one now, but there are literally none in North America. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's one thing that that we really do love is always having the stuff first.
Yeah.
So that's yeah.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So
thank
Kit
you.
Fisto, Plo Koon, eventually Gungi, maybe.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get that one.
And Sifo Dyas.
And the cool thing was is somebody from Newfoundland actually asked me about the Gungi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gungi is a fan favorite. I think it's because he's got the wood. He's like the only guy that's got wood on his lightsaber, I think.
As far as I've seen, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a nice lightsaber. Let's be real. I loved it in the Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah. People who can do like really nice woodwork too could make a nice lightsaber out of that. Like,
yeah. You could even stain it.
Yeah. Stain it, polish.
Do some fire. Well, you could even do, what is that? That electric lightning work through it. You know what I mean? Where you take two electrodes and actually burn. Right. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity because I don't think anyone's seen on-screen washer wood before. Washer wood? It's like the wood from the Kashyyyk trees.
Yeah,
that's his lightsaber tree from
Star Wars. So
yeah. I think, well, actually, you know what? Like, there might be an artifact somewhere in like Andor in that like antique shop somewhere, but like that's the most I can think of. I don't think it's ever been like an up-close thing unless it's been animated.
Yeah, where
the
only time I've ever seen it is in the Clone Wars.
Right.
So, and if you do go to Wikipedia, you can see it there, but it looks like it's, I don't know, it doesn't look like from the Clone Wars.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's super cool. So three confirmed, one possible, and yeah, that's pretty sweet. So thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah, awesome. All right, well, without further ado, let's dive into The Bad Batch, Season 3, Episode 6 and 7. All right, Season 3, Episode 6, Infiltration. Here is the summary. Guarded by Rex and his fellow rogue clones, Avi Singh, the former senator of Raxa, secretly meets with Rio Chuchi to discuss the formation of a rebel movement against the Emperor until another clone assassin strikes. The attack fails, and the assassin is captured and pressed for information on Tantus. But another is sent out to kill him before he can talk. Among his equipment, Rex's men find a register listing Omega as one of the assigned targets, prompting Rex to summon the Batch to his base on Teth. Omega and Crosshair relate what little they know about the Imperial experiments and the clone assassin division formed by Hemlock. Upon hearing that they have captured one, Crosshair warns them of a secret tracking implant inside the operative, but then the second assassin strikes, killing the captive. The base is accidentally blown up, and an Imperial retrieval team led by Commander Wolf is en route to recapture Omega. So that was a lot that happened in that episode.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
crazy. I mean, I'll start off with the first thing. So like a lot of people have been speculating who this like masked clone is. Like, I think we saw him like in the last episode or in a few episodes ago, just like very briefly in the background.
Yeah.
And it turns out, cause I was trying to guess like, who is this guy? And then I totally forgot that we have seen one of these guys before in like an earlier season and on Coruscant. And that guy's name was Clone X. And they're basically just reconditioned commandos or clones that
okay,
have been
okay. Because I was wondering, like, if they're gonna have an army is so big, they're all clones. So you're going to have the general populace that's obviously going to be in a certain area where that's military. But then you're going to have, a couple that maybe have a little more faster intellect at math or something, right? So they're going to go into, obviously, these different areas. And I was wondering, how did they come up with making these assassin troopers?
Right.
Like, that's, I was like, because I love the idea of it. But I was like, where did they come from?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of like where some of the secrets going on at Mount Tantus. Hemlock, who's the guy in charge of that whole mountain who like kidnapped Nala Say and he wants Omega back, that guy.
Yeah, right? Okay.
So it's one of his like twisted secret experiments that he's kind of doing on the side. Because he doesn't, okay. We know that he doesn't really
Island
like clones
Dr.
very
Moreau
much.
Stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and he doesn't like clones that much. So I think it's kind of notable to mention that he really doesn't care what happens to them, right? So some of them, they've tried this procedure. Yeah, and we've seen Crosshair attempt this procedure. So in an earlier season, I think it was season 2, we see Crosshair go into this like kind of MRI machine, and there's like this laser that's like kind of flashing on his face.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I think that was it. And apparently the procedure just didn't work because Crosshair actually talks about that in these episodes.
Okay.
And maybe it worked more for other clones than it did for him because he said, well, I'm defective, so it wouldn't work for me. But it worked for other clones like this guy. And so it works for them. They basically brainwash them and reset their memory. They don't remember who they are. They just get all this like immense training for like, just how to take someone down. And then they set them
it's
up.
It's a complete reprogram of the human, of the body, man. Okay.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Okay. Complete reprogram. And this is kind of like what I love about this because this whole program, Clone X, whatever you want to call this, these people, these clone sniper assassins, these clone assassins, right? Whatever you want to call them. This was basically just like Star Wars Treadstone to me. And okay. I don't know if anyone's leaping out of their chair going like, yeah, I'm a Jason Bourne fan as well. But like, I really love those Jason Bourne movies.
Okay. So, yeah, I did too.
Yeah. So like to me, this entire theme of Treadstone and Star Wars just kind of clicked into place that I just hadn't really noticed before. And I don't know. I love the idea of like Treadstone just style agents like hunting down their targets one by one. you know, they also got the memory thing. They don't remember who they are, just like Jason Bourne, right?
Yeah.
They also probably, some of them volunteered for that position, kind of like Crosshair. They probably knew what they were getting into, did the procedure, can't remember who they are. It worked. They're out killing people. They're really good at it, right? Stuff like that. And it's pretty, I find that so awesome.
Because, that's pretty, you know what, that is like reprogramming a SEAL, you know what I mean? Like they take you and they break you and then they rebuild you. But this is, you know, the genetic, man. This is Star Wars, man.
Sci-fi version. Yeah. So I thought that was a super sweet part of this episode, just like getting that information, having some clarity on who these guys are, stuff like that. It's also worth noting that the character that we had seen before in one of these suits was unidentified in the episode, but received a name as Clone X in the character's databank entry on StarWars.com. He was also identified as Sniper X in promotional images released by the Walt Disney Company on Getty Images. Just a little fun fact behind the scenes there. So that was pretty neat. And those clones first showed up in the second season, which aired on an episode February 8th last year, 2023. So that was the Clone Conspiracy episode that happened in season two. Pretty early on. So yeah, that was the first time we saw these guys, and now they're becoming
a big part of it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So super cool.
That is, man, that is.
Yeah. We revisited Teth in this episode. Now I know you were just telling me before we went on air, how we're looking around the room. I got all these, I don't know if you noticed, but I dressed the room.
All right. All we're
the
bringing posters. This to air, but all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I dressed the room up in all the posters and everything like that.
Yeah.
But you were just telling me Clone Wars is like obviously your favorite show.
But it, yeah.
No shame. I love Clone Wars is my favorite animated Star Wars show.
Clone Wars was hands down way better. Okay. Now I like the grittiness of the Bad Batch. I like the idea of the expanding the universe of some of them that didn't follow Order 66. I do like that idea. But it doesn't captivate me as much as the Clone Wars
did. Fair.
Okay.
That's totally fair. Clone Wars
don't hate me.
I think a lot of people are on the same boat. I don't know too many. I don't know anyone actually personally that prefers The Bad Batch as a show over The Clone Wars yet.
Okay, same. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just natural. It's like, it doesn't mean we hate The Bad Batch. It's like The Clone Wars is a widely respected show. Like, this is a show that was canceled and then was literally brought back and saved by the company that canceled it in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the fans were so persistent at telling them, we want this show back.
Well, now this is a different show, but look at Futurama. That has been canceled, what, 3-4 times? And the fans are like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah. And they bring it back. So it's like, listen to the fans. Okay, you didn't listen to us about Firefly. I'm glad you're listening to us about Star Wars.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad there's still more content.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
And anyone who's a big Clone Wars fan will probably also kind of be overjoyed to see Teth revisited. So the monastery that Rex is based in, that big, huge temple on like a tall cliff.
Yeah.
That made its debut in the 2008 Clone Wars theatrical release, like the movie that kind of launched the show.
Yeah.
And there was a big fight there between the Republic and the Separatists. Asajj Ventress was hiding out there with like a group of like a whole platoon of battle droids.
Yeah.
And then the Republic comes in that sweet sequence with the lat gunships, and then they have to climb up the wall.
Yeah.
You know, like it was that.
That's the stuff, because I loved that. I like when they're climbing up the wall and everything, and then every once in a while.
Yeah. I love the droids. So that location, that's where Rex has chosen to choose as his base. And I love the fact that they have added all this wreckage in there, like from the battle, you know, like all the debris and before it blows up in this episode. But like they've got all like the rocky debris and stuff everywhere, as if it was like not quite cleaned up from the Clone War, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so sick. Like, I just love the fact that they've based there, because he knows
when you first see, okay, now I'm bringing it up, but when you see the Force Awakens, right?
Yeah.
And you see like the battle, and she's going and scavenging pieces from all the ships and everything. I was like, oh, that's pretty. I like how they added that in there.
Yeah.
Right. So I like that they had that in this one too.
Yeah. Just like, you know? It's like a nostalgic and revisiting and familiar.
Like, you almost feel like, what is it? That meme of Leonardo DiCaprio.
You get that familiar kind of aspect to it. So yeah, that was really cool. And that's like a lot of the main things that at least popped out for me with this episode. What did you have anything to add into this episode, or should we move on to the next one?
No, we can move on to the next one.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do our Pablo points with Poodoos. I haven't heard back from Francis and Blake yet, so we'll pass over them for now to get their Pablo points and Poodoos later, perhaps. But I think I would. So Pablo points and Poodoos, our rating system, it's kind of quirky on the show for anyone who is new. It is a score system out of 7. 3 Pablo Poodoos is the worst of the worst.
That's the bottom.
That's the bottom, rock bottom. And then moving up from there, you got 2 Pablo Poodoos, and then 1 Pablo Poodoo, and then a Bendu. A Bendu is the one in the middle, the 50% score.
That's right.
And then...
I love the names of these.
And then Pablo Points. We got 1 Pablo Point, which is good. 2 Pablo Points, which is great. And then 3 Pablo Points, which is... reserved for like the best of the best.
So Return of the Jedi.
Right. Whatever. Everyone's got their 3 Pablo points. I would award three to every George Lucas Star Wars movie.
Yeah. No, yeah. The fair.
I would just do that out of respect. I mean, it's his universe. Out of respect for George.
Yeah.
I feel like those 6 movies just deserve the 3 Pablo points. And now everyone can like be yelling at me and be like, no, this one's better than that one. But, I mean, like, this guy created Star Wars. He created all those movies the way he wanted them.
Yeah.
And this is basically the reason why this company was sold and then moved on to Disney for all this other additional stuff that
it came out, what, 77, 78?
Yeah, 77. Yeah.
So it comes out in 77, and we're still talking about
even
the originals.
That deserves 3 Pablo points.
In 2020 freaking 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the guy did something good.
Yeah, 3 Pablo points, absolutely.
There's going to be monuments to that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I would probably give this one, at least the first one in this episode, I'd probably give it maybe 1.75 Pablo points. This was a really great episode. I loved revisiting Teth. The cameo at the end, which we're going to talk about more in the next episode, led by Commander Wolf popping up again. That was super cool. 1.75 for me, almost 2.
1.5. I did enjoy that there was a lot of storyline brought into it.
Okay.
There was a ton of storyline brought into it. It was great. I loved how it played along. But it's not gripping me the way that other things have, like where I actually feel like emotional from what I just watched.
Right.
I haven't seen that yet in The Bad Batch. Like maybe series finale is going to drop something, mm-hmm. you know, where I'll get that emotional feeling from it. But yeah. I haven't felt that yet from it.
So in this episode, I think the only emotional part for me to see was that Crosshair is reunited with, what's his name? That clone that he nearly killed and killed a lot of his team on Ryloth in an earlier season. And so he shows up and he's all angry at Crosshair. He's like,
oh, maybe I didn't put 2 and 2 together because that probably would have brought up a little bit of emotion. Right.
So like for me, that was like, that was probably like the one emotional spice in this episode, but it didn't really get too deep, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I think I'm sitting at 1.75, but yeah, 1.75, 1.5, that's pretty good scores. So, awesome. We'll move on to the next one here. Episode 7, Extraction. The Bad Batch, Rex and his few surviving troopers make their way through the ruined base, pursued by Commander Wolf and his men and the clone assassin coming after them in defiance of Wolf's orders. The fugitives launch a shuttle, but the assassin shoots the vessel down, forcing a crash landing and a rough trek to an extraction by Echo. The assassin pursues them on his own until he goes over the waterfall, facing Crosshair in a duel. At the extraction point, Wolf intercepts them, but upon being confronted by his old friend Rex and the truth behind the Empire's treatment of the clones, he lets the survivors escape. As they depart, Rex advises Hunter that in order to keep Omega safe, they have to find out why she is so important to the Empire. So, much like Jason Bourne, going back to Jason Bourne, the assassin that falls off the waterfall is alive after he falls into a river and then crawls ashore. I thought that was, I ripped right out of Jason Bourne. And Commander Wolf. Let's talk about Commander Wolf for a second, because he is Plo Koon's clone commander in the Clone Wars. And he's also Dave Filoni's favorite clone commander because he is a wolf.
Really? Really?
And Dave loves wolves. Yeah.
You know what? I, on my way to, where was I? I think it was Grand Prairie. me and the kids, and we saw a wolf on our way out there.
Oh, that's pretty
sick. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But no, I love wolves too.
Yeah.
But my favorite commander, dude, is call me biased, but it's Rex.
Right.
Like, that's my personal favorite.
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of people.
But I mean, wolf sounds nice, but he's working for the wrong side, like
working for the Empire.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Rex kept true.
Have you seen Star Wars Rebels?
The Rebels. I've seen a couple episodes, but it was in the background while I was doing stuff.
So okay. Okay. Yeah. So you haven't committed to watching the whole show yet?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna hit the spoiler warning.
Okay.
So for those of you who haven't seen Rebels, maybe just tune out for a minute. But Commander Wolf is in Rebels. So he is in Star Wars Rebels. He is one of the three remaining clones that we see again. And alongside Rex and Gregor, the Republic commando that shows up in Rex's ally group.
Okay.
So those three are seen together in Star Wars Rebels down the road. And that's in the timeline.
So maybe he,
like 10,
maybe he
10 15 years okay. later.
Maybe he sees the light.
Well, that's the thing. I think he does. I think this episode is bringing it full circle. I think a lot of people kind of wondered, like, okay, so far we haven't seen Wolf in Bad Batch. Now he's showing up.
I got a theory, and it just hit me. What about if, like, the things that they pre-programmed into the clones, as they get older, it just deteriorates?
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing, right?
You know what I mean? They start realizing, holy crap, I'm doing bad. I'm not doing good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. A lot of the clones, and they talk about that in the early season of the Bad Batch, how some of the clones just were like, what the heck just happened? Like, they were taken over by body and mind for that order 66 activation, right? And then once it was over, some of them started to question the reality of what that order was and why what it meant, right? And
yeah,
and what it means to them. And some of them are like, oh, this was wrong. Like, this was not me doing these things.
Okay, good. Okay.
And so I think Wolf is starting to put the pieces together as well with how Rex is standing up to him and saying, like,
it's hard to go against orders.
Yeah. It's hard to get go against orders. But I think even more so this episode, this one being more emotional than the last one, I think it's hard to go against your friends. And like, Wolf and Rex go way back. Like, they're friends, they're brothers in arms, you know, and like, to have that bit of a standoff there, and Wolf just lets them go. And the Republic commando next to him, whoever that one is, you know, he like looks over and he's like, how can we let them go? And he basically just, his answer is like, they're brothers like us. Give them the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that was like a really interesting moment for the character, you know.
That's probably when he started realizing it.
I think that's when he starts to think,
holy crap, I almost killed my best friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just like, why am I hunting down the targets of the Empire when they're sending us after a kid and my own teammates, like my own brothers in arms, right?
And
like,
what do they know? And I don't, there'd be like, a lot going through your head after something like that, right?
I think Wolf might be thinking like, what do I not know, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, I've been just taking
orders. I may be a commander, but they're not telling me everything, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So I have a feeling that we're going to see Wolf again because, you know, in order to fully complete that story, there's got to be a connection between Wolf and Rex outside of this event where he leaves the Empire and then becomes one of them.
I think we're going to see Wolf just because of the fact, you know, Dave Filoni.
Oh, naturally.
We're definitely going to see more of him somewhere. He's probably getting his own movie, 2027.
Totally. Yeah. Wolf.
Yeah. Just call Wolf.
Yeah. I was really happy to see this moment because for most of the show, actually, for most of the Bad Batch show, I've been kind of speculating and wondering, like, when are they going to bring us to that Star Wars Rebels beginning that we see? When are we going to connect the dots, right? Because Tales of the Jedi leads into Clone Wars leads into Bad Batch, and Bad Batch leads into Rebels, and so on and
so forth. There's always a connection.
Yeah.
And for Star Wars, there's always going to be some connection to that.
Totally. Yeah. So like, it's cool to see like Wolf come back and have his story continue and have that like connecting tissue kind of built in this episode. So that was really cool. The action was great. You know, once again, I love those clone assassin characters. Like, they're super awesome.
I gotta be honest. I do like them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it's like just Star Wars Treadstone. Empire,
but I like how they brought them out.
Imperial Treadstone. I love it.
Yeah, man. Like,
that's great.
Yeah.
So that's everything in that episode in a nutshell.
Oh, no, wait. One day they gotta do a trooper, assassin trooper, John Wick style.
Oh man, yeah, yeah.
Like he's doing his thing with his gold coins, but he's got like Beskar freaking plates or something.
You know what episode that's gonna be called? Rex.
There you go. That's how. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, something else. The design of the clone assassin's ship was really cool. I really liked his. He seemed very not quite bounty hunter-y, because like I feel like bounty hunters are a bit more ragtag, but this guy seemed to like have it together. He had this like sleek kind of like triangular, like jaggedy ship design. It was very different than what we've seen from the Empire before. So that was kind of cool.
They're going to get the best toys.
Yeah, they're going to get the prototypes. So like that was kind of cool to see. It almost looked like a mini Star Destroyer, just like as a starfighter.
And it's just for him.
Yeah, it's just for him. Yeah, and everything's like
launches micro machine TIE fighters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everything's connected to that wrist, that arm module. He's got like 8 buttons and he's got codes for everything. So he can kind of put his seat back in a position by just hitting a button on his arms. Like, what the heck? Just absolutely everything, you know, that's the future. Smart homes, you know, your wristwatch, right? Like a smart watch, and you can turn your lights on and off, do whatever you want, open your garage door, activate
your
car.
Just call your car right to your door.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it's not really your car anymore. Now it's your flying pod.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I love that kind of, I love seeing technology in Star Wars and just like how it evolves and, sort of like the capabilities that they have within the universe. The
stuff that I do like from sci-fi, I don't care what sci-fi it is. I love that something that's in sci-fi, like that's 30, 40, 50 years old.
Yeah.
And we have it today.
Yeah.
You know, because some kid watched it back 30, 40, 50 years ago and was like, oh, that's so cool. And makes it. That's something I like. I love that part of sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
If the human race can kind of think of something, like we're going to come up with it somehow. Like, did you even hear that? From Star Trek, the teleportation. Did you hear that they actually teleported a couple of particles from the Earth to space using a computer?
Yeah.
Just a couple particles.
What the heck?
I'm dead serious, dude. You got to Google it. China was the one that did it, I believe. And you got a computer right there. He can bring it up.
Crazy.
But no, yeah, see?
The future is coming.
Oh, man. Like that. That's what I love is there's these things that are thought of. I guarantee you, because of Star Wars, there will be an actual lightsaber one day, like a full real one, not the guys that built one out of the plasma and the magnets and stuff and everything, like one that's real.
I know the Canadian YouTuber Hacksmith Technologies
is working on a plasma blade.
Yeah, now it's made of plasma, so it's like it's very hot fire.
It's
like
very hot fire, but you can't. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like the blades can't touch blades. Right, because
light
go through each other.
Light slash lasers, anything, even fire, like nothing like that can make contact. So like, you know, I don't think we'll ever, it's basically.
Oh, not
like,
in our lifetime by any means.
Right, no. I think it literally is like physically impossible like to get like a laser blade that clashes against another laser blade. But like,
man, I don't think anything's impossible after CERN.
maybe something that's like similar enough that, you know, can get the job done, but.
It makes me think of that Rick and Morty episode where Rick makes Morty a lightsaber and he ends up dropping it straight down. He's like, how did you drop this completely vertical? But one day there will be a Rick out there crazy enough to do it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Let's do Pablo points and poodoos for this episode. And you know what? Like, we haven't heard from... We haven't heard from Francis or Blake yet, but
Francis, I know you're going to listen to this later and you're stuck in class right now, but you're going to be a voice actor. So
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll be talking about him and he'll be doing it. Watch him voice Rex one day.
He'll be the next clone.
There you go.
I'll kick things off. I'm going to go with 2 Pablo points on this one. I thought it was great. It was a nice capstone to the last episode. I like the fact that they put in both on the same release day and released them together and didn't leave any crazy cliffhangers or anything like that. I was a big fan of that. I'm going to go with 2.
You're going to go 2? Man, I'm sticking with my 1.5.
1.5.
Okay. Right. I when I watch Star Wars, I want to be hitting the feels.
Yeah.
I want to get hit right in the
feels.
That's
what brings it up for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So 1.5 on that one. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So 2 and a 1.5. I'll write that down. And for those of you who are curious, there is a link in our description for the podcast archives. Now, the podcast archives is a great resource if you're a fan of the podcast, because you can track release dates for our episodes. You get the links to the YouTube video
versions. Go check out all the Elkies.
Yeah, we got those on there too. Every episode we've ever done is on here. You can find it. You can see if it's published. You can see if the YouTube version's done. And you can see if it's been AI transcribed or not. All the information is there. There is a tab at the top called Pablo Points of Poodoos. And if you click on that, as we've been going through the Bad Batch, we've been marking off the team average. So anyone who's present at the recording who gives their score, I do an average calculator, you know, just quick thing.
Okay, yeah.
And it takes all our scores and it just throws it into an average, and then we round it to the nearest score for the Pablo Points of Poodoo's thing.
Okay.
So yeah. So later I'm gonna fill that in, and then.
So if one gives a 3 Poodoo and then one gives a Pablo point, like 3
it's,
Pablo
it's
point,
it's gonna be just, a Bendu.
You're gonna be a Bendu. Okay.
Yeah. The team
average. See how that works, everybody? Yeah. I figured it out.
There you go. So there we go. But that brings us up to speed on just about everything. We've got a few episodes kind of coming down the road, which is obviously more Bad Batch after shows for the next 2 weeks. Then the week after that, myself and Blake are actually away for the 3 weeks. So our episode that would normally drop on the 8th of April, we're actually going to be dropping it a day late, or we'll just kind of fire out a Lightspeed episode, and just that one will just be a little delayed. So just for everyone, I'm going to be reminding people, as we go for the next few weeks. But that is pretty much everything that I could possibly say about these last two episodes. They're great. It's a shame we couldn't hear from Blake and Francis this time around. Did you want to add anything?
I'll add just for anybody that's out there that's listening. So Alki, in April, we have got a really busy month. First off, April, we're going to be at the Island Fan Con, which is their first Island Fan Con ever. We got invited, so which is amazing.
That's big news, actually. Yeah, the this is on Vancouver Island.
Correct.
Right? Victoria.
It's in Victoria, yeah, on Vancouver Island. It's called the Vancouver Fan Con. Again, it's the first one they've ever hosted, and these are brought to you by the people that have done Northern Fan Con. So it's not Fan Expo. It's not put on by the same company or group. This is literally just a dude that lives up in Prince George and just loves sci-fi, and so he does these. Yeah. And so he got his first one out on the island. They loved us so much in Prince George that we were one of the first people invited. And so we jumped on it. So, yeah, we're going to be there. The Island Fan Con is April 13th and 14th. And we're going to be there for a couple of extra days just to relax and stuff and everything. Because right after that, we're literally flying to Newfoundland. Wow. So I'm going from one island on the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. And we're going to be there for Sci-Fi on the Rock. And Sci-Fi on the Rock, I believe they've been doing this a few times. People are really excited to have us out there because there's never been a lightsaber company that's gone to Newfoundland. So they're really excited. And literally right after that, so I'm going to be flying home from Newfoundland April 22nd. I sleep that night, get in the truck, and we drive to Calgary.
Oh, dang.
Okay. We go to Calgary for the Calgary Fan Expo. And the Calgary Fan Expo is April 25th to the 28th. And we literally leave from there. We're going to go to Banff for 2 nights. And then it's right off to Prince George. So then we're back up in northern British Columbia. Okay. And this is just for April. So we're going to be on the road. It's going to be really, really awesome. We're going to get to see a lot of the country, a lot of people that are just Star Wars fans. I love interacting with all of you. So please just, if you want, just come to the table, talk some Star Wars. I would love it. And that's just for the next month. So if I'm going to be a guest on the show for the next month, You're most likely going to hear it a little wonky because I'm probably going to be using my iPhone for it because who knows where I am.
Yeah, it'll be Elky on the road again.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the ways that people can reach you while you're traveling around just to ask any questions as to, you know, confirmation of dates, like where you are located?
Okay, well, if you want, you can actually reach us right at a phone that I have on me 24/7. And the number is 604-616-5904. And if you want, just shoot me a text. You can ask me anything about lightsabers or whatever. You can ask us where we're going to be next. And I'll make sure that I get in contact with you guys right away. And one last thing before we leave, I would like to actually say that there was a really big influencer, like social media influencer. Her name is Ginger Snark, and she's her Cal Kestis was bang on. And so we met her. Well, we didn't meet her, actually. She met somebody that bought a saber from us. And she took a couple of photos with it. She remembered our name. And when she put it onto her Instagram, we just started getting a lot of messages, like people wanting to buy. So I actually got in contact with her. And it turns out she doesn't own a lightsaber.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. And she's got nearly a million followers on TikTok. And she has over 170,000 followers on Instagram. And I was like, look, because of the fact that you remembered our name, we're gonna gift you a Cal Kestis, okay? And she freaked out. She's like, "Are you serious?" Like, yeah. So I spent. She has it now. She's gonna be doing an unboxing video over the weekend for us. It's already been unboxed, okay? If you've ever seen an unboxing video and you think it's the first time, let's be real, okay? They've already opened it. But so she's because I had to help her put it all together show her how it works. But if you guys want, check her out. That's Ginger Snark. And you're going to see our stuff up on her page soon, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And if anyone else does have any questions for Kyle while they're traveling around, you can also email info@alkysolutions.com.
I forgot that.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you, Josh.
And before we go, we have something for you. Sort of a bit of a crew gift, if you say.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I did not expect this. Okay, I did not expect this. This is, that's wicked. It's a t-shirt, everybody. Hold on.
So there's two in there, one for you and one for Alex.
One for me and one for Alex? Okay.
And so on the front, you got your design, your logo.
I'm definitely looking at Alex's shirt.
the your logo inside the podcast ring. And then on the back, we got our logo there.
That's we will wear this. okay. We always do a shirt per day.
Yeah.
We will do we will wear this for at least at one day, every convention we do.
Make sure you turn it inside out when you wash those things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I really love these. Alex is going to freak out, just so you know. She's going to freak out, man. That
logo there on the front, it's your logo with the podcast logo ring around it. That's the logo that I used for you guys' episodes on the show. We did Alky 1 and 2. So I thought it was a commemorative thing. Yeah. And thank you again for popping on Star Wars Escape Pod.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right. For those of you listening thus far, thank you so much for joining us. And as usual, we are on weekly in the podcast app of your choice. You can reach us with the handle at SWSKPodcast, and that is in the description below. Our email is SWSKPodcast@gmail.com. And like I mentioned earlier in the episode, you can find us on YouTube. Join the Discord. Join the X. Oh, man, I hate that name. Join the Twitter and check out the new website and, let us know how much you liked these episodes of The Bad Batch in the Spotify Q&A down below. We will see you next week on Star Wars Escape Pod. May the Force be with you.